There's an old movie starring Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, Anthony and Cleopatra. Who remembers that old classic? It's well worth watching. And if you remember, there's a scene when Rex Harrison enters Alexandria, and there's another scene when Caesar enters Rome, and a lot of processions. And this takes place, you know, not too many years before Jesus is born. So this is very similar to that time. There's Julius Caesar there. They'd come in on a big horse. They would come in a big procession. There would be a band, and yes, the Romans had marching bands, very loud brass instruments. And they'd march in, and everyone would stand up, and they'd throw coins at the crowd to get them to cheer. And everyone knew that the leader was here, and he made it a point to let everybody know he was their leader, and they had better look up to him, and they had better not stand in his way. Oftentimes, too, behind him in chains would be all the people that he recently conquered. You know, they would fall behind in chains. These are the people, these are the latest conquests of the emperor, and I am the one in charge. Mighty emperor on his horse. In Jesus' day, that's how the leaders did it. When they entered a town, that's how they did it. They want everybody to know that they're in charge, and everybody better fear them and not get in their way. That's how they did it. Jesus enters the town of Jerusalem quite differently. Jesus enters on a humble donkey, a small little beast of burden. He's wearing no armor. He's carrying no spear or scepter. He's not drawing the attention to himself. People are yelling, "Hosanna," but they're not looking up. They're kind of looking at up, or if you're tall, riding that little donkey, probably even looking down a little bit. Jesus is not coming in with great fanfare. He's coming in with great modesty, with great humility. That's someone who's not coming in to lord over you. That's someone coming in to serve. That's someone coming in to maybe even be your friend. That's someone to come in that he wants you to invite him into your home, to get to know, to draw closer to him. A very different entrance, but a very important point. Because on Palm Sunday, when he enters Jerusalem that way, that's how he enters our hearts. He enters our hearts with humility. He enters our hearts with kindness, hoping that he can transform every one of our lives into being a little more modest, a little more humble, a little more kinder, to transform us from within. Palm Sunday reminds us of that. It's not about great fanfare. It's about opening our hearts to a person who wants to come in, be our friend, be our partner through life, be our Savior to eternal life.